This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. 15th Republic Day being marked by organizing various programs today. Tara Air aircraft en route to Jomsom from Pokhara out of contact. And Russian President Vladimir Putin urged to hold direct and serious negotiations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Now, the news in detail. Today is the 15th Republic Day, the first meeting of the Constituent Assembly abolished monarchy and proclaimed Nepal to be a federal democratic republic country. President Bidya Devi Bhandari attended a ceremony organized on the occasion of the 15th Republic Day at the Nepal Army Pavilion, Turikhel, today. Also present at the program organized by Republic Day Main Function Committee were Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Acting Chief Justice Deepak Kumar Karki, Speaker of the House of Representatives Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timalsina, Office Bearers of Constitutional Bodies and Representatives of Diplomatic Missions in Nepal, among others. The ceremony began with the showering of flower petals from a Nepal Army helicopter. On the occasion, the troop of the Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force had performed march past and musical performances on patriotic songs. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and Chairperson of the CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli extended best wishes to all on the occasion of the 15th Republic Day today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has expressed the government's firm commitment to further consolidate the pro-people republican system in the country by successfully completing the elections to the members of the House of Representatives and National Assembly this year. Addressing the ceremony hosted by the Republic Day Main Function Committee at Nepal Army Pavilion, Turikhel, to mark the 15th Republic Day today, Prime Minister Deoba said that the country has made a leap forward on backing of the Bikram Sambat 2007 political revolution and other different struggles, adopted republican governance system with federal structures and enabled an environment for the people to be the citizens of an independent and sovereign country. He called for all to fulfill their shared responsibility to advance Nepal as a progressive and prosperous country. The Prime Minister added that the local level election was held in a free, fair and peaceful manner, and the people elected representatives are governing the country now. He further highlighted the need for shared contribution from all sides to further enhance the socio-economic transformation of the country. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar has instructed for leaving no stone unturned to find out the status of a Tara Air aircraft that had lost contact while it was en route to Jomsom Mustang from Pokhara of Kaski late this morning. The plane that took off from Pokhara at 9:55 a.m. for Jomsom was in contact with the traffic controller and it was flying above Leyte of Mustang when it had its last contact with the aviation system and the team. According to the Aviation Technical Force, the aircraft was last tracked, taking a turn towards the Dholagiri Peak. 22 passengers, 13 Nepalese, 4 Indians and 2 Germans and three crew members are on board the plane. Likewise, the Tribhuvan International Airport Office has urged locals to help with the search and rescue operation for the missing aircraft of Tara Air in Mustang. The airport office has asked locals to call landline number 01-4113-000 for any information about the missing aircraft. The 15th International Everest Day is being celebrated with various programs at home and abroad. It has been 69 years since the first man stepped on the world's highest peak, Mount Everest. On this day, May 29, 1953, two mountaineers, Tenzing Norgay Sherpa and Sir Edmund Hillary, reached the summit of Mount Everest for the first time and gave the world a historic introduction to human courage and ability. The incident got a lot of attention all over the world and Nepal became famous all over the world as the country of Everest. The government has been celebrating May 29th every year since 2008 to commemorate the day on which two brave climbers, Sherpa and Hillary, climbed the Mount Everest. In the program organized by the main organizing committee in Kathmandu today, the International Everest Award of 1 lakh rupees has been awarded to the famous climber Nirmal Purja. The government is presenting the income and expenditure statement budget for the coming fiscal year 2022-23 in the joint sitting of the parliament at 4 p.m. today. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma will present the budget in the parliament today as per the constitutional provision. Radio Nepal will broadcast the budget presentation program from the Federal Parliament building live. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light to moderate rainfall in most parts of the country for a few more days. According to the division, three weather systems have their influence in country at present. Local wind, the low pressure system close to Uttar Pradesh in India and Bihar, and westerly wind has the effect. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder, lightning and gusty winds is forecast at some places in the hilly region due to impact of the three weather systems. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and in Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki province, while it will be partly cloudy to generally fair in the remaining provinces tonight. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall along with thunder and lightning and gusty winds at a few places in province number 1, Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces at night. The division has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder, lightning and gusty winds at some places of province number 1 and Madhis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country tomorrow. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 18 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 25.2 degrees Celsius in the last 24 hours with 5.4 millimeters of rain. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. German Chancellor's office has said the leaders of France and Germany have urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold direct and serious negotiations with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz spoke to Mr. Putin by telephone for about 80 minutes. The Chancellor's office said the pair insisted on an immediate ceasefire and a withdrawal of Russian troops. The Ukrainian President earlier said he was not eager for talks, but added they would likely be necessary to end the conflict. Russia and Ukrainian delegations have held multiple rounds of talks remotely and in person since Russia invaded on 24th of February, but efforts have stalled of late. Also during the call, the French and German leaders asked Mr. Putin to lift the Russia's blockade of the Ukrainian port of Odessa to allow for grain exports. Russia also warned France and Germany against increasing weapon supplies to Ukraine, saying that could increase instability still further. Meanwhile, Russia's ambassador in Britain has told in an interview with the BBC that he does not believe his country will use tactical nuclear weapons in the war against Ukraine. Andrei Kalin said that according to Russian military rules, such weapons are not used in conflicts like this one, adding that Russia has very strict provisions for their use and nuclear weapons are mainly used when the state's existence is threatened. Tactical nuclear weapons are those which can be used at relatively short distances, as opposed to strategic nuclear weapons which can be launched over much longer distances and raise the specter of all-out nuclear war. The ambassador claimed allegations of war crimes in the town of Bucha were a fabrication. Satellite imagery also appears to directly contradict Moscow's position, showing bodies lying in the street nearly 2 weeks before the Russians left the town. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Fifteenth Republic Day being marked by organizing various programs today. Tara Air aircraft en route to Chomsom from Pokhara out of contact. and Russian President Vladimir Putin urged to hold direct and serious negotiations with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.